It's a matchup of two of the top pitching prospects in baseball tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark. Two fantastic righty arms get the start for their respective sides as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Down East Wood Ducks battle for this fifth time in six total games this week between the Ballers and the Wood Ducks at Atrium Health Ballpark in front of a packed out crowd on a Saturday night here in Kannapolis. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast on Valley Live and MILB.TV, as well as our two free audio streams. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action from live here in Kannapolis. Ballers in walk-off fashion, picking up a big 8-7 victory last night over the Down East Wood Ducks. They win by a final score of 8-7. Calvin Harris with a two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning, sending fans home happy as Peyton Paulette gets the start for the Ballers tonight. His first pitch to Danier Cueva is waved at and missed. 0-1 is your count on the Wood Ducks shortstop, Danier Cueva. It'll be Cueva, Anthony Gutierrez, and Glader Figueroa today in this first inning against Peyton Paulette. As this one is inside and runs and hits him, check swing. Did he go? No, says infield umpire Rafael Veneda. It'll be a hit-by-pitch for Danier Cueva, and he will reach first to start tonight's game. Anthony Gutierrez, the center fielder, will step in. So Peyton Paulette gets the start for the Ballers tonight, making his team-high 18th appearance of the season and 18 starts. For the Rhiney, 6'1", 180 pounds from Benton, Arkansas, is Peyton Paulette, the second-round selection in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. First pitch to Anthony Gutierrez is delivered in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the Wood Ducks center fielder, Anthony Gutierrez. Paulette on the season, 0-3, a 4.08 ERA. He is still searching for his first professional win in baseball. Check on the runner on first. Is not in time. Count is still 0-1 on the center fielder, Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez has been one of the hotter bats in the lineup as of late for Down East. We'll see what comes of tonight against Peyton Paulette. 0-1 is lined over the head of Camilletti at second into center for a base hit. Cueva will head to second. Ball gets loose from center. Eddie Park can't corral. Headed home on the play as Cueva relay throw comes in, and it will not. Ball gets loose now again, and at third is Gutierrez. A hit and then an error on the board for Anthony Gutierrez. It'll be a single for the center fielder. It is a hit and then an error in the center by Eddie Park. That will allow Cueva to score, and just two batters into this game, the Wood Ducks have a lead. Runner on third, nobody out. So everything falls apart in the field for Kannapolis as they're in this top of the first inning. Glader Figueroa stands in. First pitch delivered just a bit outside. It's a 1-0 count on a Glader Figueroa, the third baseman. So just like that, the Wood Ducks strike first. Top of the first inning. 1-0 pitch from Paulette is fouled off straight back. Count runs even at 1-1. Paulette is 18th start of the year. Against Down East, he's pitched twice. He's tossed a total of five innings, four hits on the season as Figueroa lifts the 1-1 high and foul down the left field line. Count is still 2-1 on Glader Figueroa. So Gutierrez gets credit for a single, and it's a fielding error in center by Eddie Park, so it's an E8, I should say. 1-2. Chopped foul. Almost barehanded in the infield in the dugout, I should say, by Austin Smith, the trainer for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-2 count, nobody out. Top of the first inning, Wood Ducks lead 1-0 here in Kannapolis. Paulette sets a 1-2. Lorani working from the wind. Here's the pitch. This one is lifted in the air hard into left. Lanzilli backtracks a step, will make the grab for the out. Play coming at the plate. Lanzilli muscles the throw in. It won't be in time. And it is another run for the Wood Ducks. They now lead a 2-0 if they fly out into left for Figueroa. One down. And two up is Miguel Villarroel. So just a couple of batters in, the Wood Ducks already leading 2-0. As Peyton Paulette has a little bit of trouble behind him in the field. Working from the line, first pitch. Foul tip, 0-1. Paulette 0-3, a 4.08 ERA. Again, a Benton, Arkansas native. He blast pitched last week against the Charleston River Dogs. Three innings, two runs on two hits, two walks, and a five strikeouts for the righty. 0-1, here's the pitch. Wave and a miss, 0-2 on Miguel Villarroel. Paul got a three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, and a changeup. For the righty from Benton, Arkansas, former Arkansas Razorback. 0-2 count, one down, here's the pitch. Fastball is just a bit outside. Paulette thought he had strike three. It'll be a 1-2 count. Villarroel, second baseman in the cleanup spot. JoJo Blackman, left fielder, will bat fifth, 1-2. Just a bit low and outside. That one's a close call as well. It is a 2-2 count. Ian Moeller, catcher, bats sixth. Batting seventh is Quincy Scott, the right fielder. Tommy Speck, the DH, will bat eighth. 2-2. In there, ring him up, got him looking called. Strike three, Miguel Villarroel is the first strikeout victim for Peyton Paulette tonight. Two outs and a nobody on base, and JoJo Blackman, the left fielder, will step in. So Blackman steps in, nobody on, two outs. Rounding out the order in the ninth spot for Down East is the first baseman in Anthony Calarco. Peyton Paulette on the mound, 18th start of the year. First pitch to Blackman, shows bunt. He pulls it back as it's a bit outside, a 1-0 count. Wood Ducks tonight in the green tops, orange numbers outlined in white. Gray pants, orange piping with the standard home cap. The Wood Ducks logo on the front of an all-black cap. Pitch is hacked and missed by Blackman, 1-1. Ballers again using Peyton Paulette on the mound. He has looked sharp. Ran into some trouble early, though. 1-1. Blackman fouls this one off over everybody's head. It's a 1-2 count on the Wood Ducks left fielder, JoJo Blackman from Pensacola, Florida. 11th round pick in 2021 by the Texas Rangers. 1-2 count, two outs. Paulette on the bump. Working from the line. Here's the pitch. Just a bit upstairs. He tried to get there but couldn't. It's now even at 2-2. Awaiting on deck is the catcher, Ian Moeller. 2-2 from Paulette. Wave and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Another strikeout in the board for Peyton Paulette. He has two in that top of the first inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. But Wood Ducks strike first. They pick up two runs in the frame on a one hit. It'll be a bottom of the first inning headed your way. Both unearned runs allowed by Peyton Paulette. Bottom first we go. Ballers at trail 2-0. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mario Camaletti leads off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the first inning, it'll be Camaletti, Gonzalez, and Calvin Harris due up against the righty in Brock Porter on the mound for the Texas Rangers affiliate in the Down East Wood Ducks. The first pitch delivered from Brock Porter is a bit outside, a 1-0 count on the second baseman in Mario Camaletti. Brock Porter listed at 6'4", 208-pound righty, 20 years of age, from Milford, Michigan, is Brock Porter. His 1-0 pitch is inside to Camaletti. It is a 2-0 count. Brock Porter, the number 98 overall prospect in the top 100. Overall prospects according to MLB Pipeline. 2-0 pitch. Fastball is a bit outside. Count will run to 3-0 on Mario Camaletti. And Brock Porter, just 20 years of age, a fourth-round pick in 2022 by the Texas Rangers out of Orchard Lake St. Mary's High School in West Bloomfield, Michigan. 3-0 pitch is in there for a called strike to Camaletti. 3-0 becomes now 3-1 on Mario. Brock Porter working mainly with a fastball, changeup, and a slider. 3-1, here's the pitch delivered to Camaletti. This one's on the inside corner as well. Count is now full after going 3-0. Camaletti will have a full count. Again, Brock Porter, fastball, changeup, and a slider. Known to be able to get through, but he does allow some walks here and there. 3-2 on the way. This one's lifted in the air in a center field. Hit well, backtracking Gutierrez. Will camp under it and make the grab for the out. F8 in the center field for Mario Camaletti. A flyout, one down, and Jacob Gonzalez will stand in. Jacob Gonzalez will stand in for the first at-bat of the night, rocking a new number 7 in the season for Kannapolis. The ballers tonight, first-round pick out of 2023 out of Ole Miss is Jacob Gonzalez. First pitch by Brock Porter is in there on a fastball, 0-1 on a Gonzalez. Oh, one pitch delivered. This one is just a bit on the inside corner on a breaking ball. Gonzalez takes. It'll be an 0-2 count. Gonzalez at the plate. Calvin Harris awaiting on deck. Eddie Park, center fielder, will bat fourth. 0-2 is waved out and fouled off. Count is still 0-2 on a Jacob Gonzalez. Batting fifth is Jordan Sprinkle, third baseman tonight. Playing a new position for the ballers is Jordan Sprinkle. Chris Lanzilli in left field to bat sixth. 0-2 is a bit outside. Porter trying to find the outside corner, but to no avail. 1-2 is your count. Ryan Galaney, first baseman, bats seventh. Batting eighth is Yonaker Bettencourt, the DH. And batting ninth is the right fielder, Ryan McCarthy. As Gonzalez will chop the 1-2 up the middle, played by the shortstop, Cueva. To first, he goes for the out. A 6-3 ground out for Jacob Gonzalez. Two outs now and two up is Calvin Harris, the catcher. Brock Porter, 0-2, a 2.41 ERA. 17 games appeared in, 56 innings pitched. Not too long a leash for the righty and Brock Porter. His last time out against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, he threw three shutout innings with six strikeouts back on July the 29th. He had the week off last week. First pitch to Calvin Harris is in there on a breaking ball, 0-1 on last night's hero in Calvin Harris. Last night, a two-run walk-off blast into left field gave the ballers an 8-7 win. 0-1 pitch. Porter will offer a fastball. It's waved out and missed. 0-2 on Calvin Harris. Yonaker Bettencourt, DH, bats eighth, and batting ninth is Ryan McCarthy, the right fielder. Here's your ballers lineup on the night tonight. 0-2. Chop towards second, played by Villaroel. He'll field and set his feet to first. He goes for the out. A 4-3 ground out for Calvin Harris, and that's a 1-2-3 frame on the mound for Brock Porter, one of the top prospects in baseball, and a number 98 in the top 100. That'll send us into the second inning. Wood Ducks still lead at 2-0 over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Peyton Paulette takes the mound when we come back. On the Ballers Baseball Network, it'll be Mulder, Scott, and Tommy Specht.
Thank you.
third is a bit low and outside to Quincy Scott. A 1-0 is your count. Quincy Scott, the right fielder, is on a six-game on-base streak. He's had a pretty nice little stretch as of late for the Wood Ducks. Pitch in there on a 1-0, 1-1. Paulette offers a breaking ball. Scott, a ninth-round pick in 2023. This week, seven hits with a triple and three RBIs, batting .538 for the Wood Ducks. 1-1. Lifted foul. It'll be a 1-2 count as that one lands in foul ground. Tommy Speck, DH awaits on deck. Top two ballers trail 2-0 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Out of the Texas Rangers organization from Kinston. Out east. Down east, I should say. 4 hours east of us here. 1-2 about the middle. A comebacker. It hits off Paulette. Second baseman Camilletti will try to field in time. And no, it will not be in time as it is. One down now and a runner on first. And immediately Austin Smith and Pat Leland are going to come check on Peyton Paulette. They're just going to make sure he's okay. Comebacker came back and hit him in the foot. So Austin Smith is going to come check on him immediately just to make sure Paulette is okay. And that liner did come back and it hit him in the calf area. So we'll see about if Paulette is all good to go. It looks like he's grimacing a little bit, but he's telling his folks immediately, he says, hey, I'm okay. As he will get a pitch or two to kind of feel it out after he gets hit on the leg with a comebacker. That'll really give us the opportunity to set the Ballers defense tonight. Lanzilli, Park, and McCarthy left to right in the outfield. In the infield, it'll be Sprinkle, Gonzalez, Camilletti, and Galaney. Behind the dish for Peyton Paulette is Calvin Harris. Jordan Sprinkle at third base is something I've wanted to see for a few months now, as Sprinkle, of course, one of the best gloves in the Carolina League. He has been absolutely fantastic. He is at third base in the hot corner. One down, top of the second inning. Wood Ducks lead 2-0. Pitch to Specht is on the outside corner. It is 0-1 on Tommy Specht, the DH. So Quincy Scott reaches on a base hit in the infield. A one-out single, so one on, one down. 0-1 count on Specht. Paulette's pitch delivered, waved at and missed by Tommy Specht. It's an 0-2 count on the Wood Ducks DH. Waiting on deck is the first baseman, Anthony Calarco. Former Ole Miss Rebel battling with Paulette in the SEC. 0-2 count, pitch delivered. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Four punch outs on the night for Peyton Paulette through an inning and two-thirds. And that means that legitimately all but one of his outs recorded tonight has come via the strikeout. And Peyton Paulette picks up four strikeouts of a possible five on his evening. Two outs, top of the second, and Anthony Calarco will step in. Paulette with five strikeouts in his last outing. He threw seven back on the 14th of July against the Columbia Fireflies. That was a season high and a career high. First pitch is inside corner to Calarco, 0-1 on the first baseman, Anthony Calarco. Paulette sets, runner on first, working from the stretch, 0-1. This one is lined sharply into left. Lanzilli backtracking, has to come in, and it bounces in into left for a base hit. It'll be a single for Anthony Calarco. Lanzilli had a good read on it, but it is a base hit for the first baseman, Calarco. Third hit of the night for the Wood Ducks, and now a two on base and two outs. Top of the order, Donyer Cueva due up. Paulette is about two or three hits in all of his last five outings. In his last five outings, the most he's given up is three hits. His worst outing in his last few months was on the 21st of July. Listen to this. This was his worst outing. Two runs on three hits in four innings with one strikeout. First pitch inside corner, 0-1 on Donyer Cueva with a shortstop. That was his worst outing. One strikeout in four innings, two runs on three hits. He has been very solid for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as of late, as Peyton Paulette. 0-1 sets, runner on second and first, pitch delivered, grounded to second, Camilletti fields, underhand, so second for the out. Gonzalez is there and makes the play, a 4-6 put out of Calarco is the third out. Cueva grounds into the fielder's choice. Ballers still trail 2-0. Peyton Paulette with four strikeouts through two innings pitched. He has looked sharp again on the mound against these Down East Wood Ducks. Bottom two we go. Ballers trail 2-0. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. Eddie Park, Jordan Sprinkle, Chris Lanzilli at bottom of the second inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Wood Ducks on top 2-0. Pleasure to have you join us here in Kannapolis. Dan Helody bringing you all the action as Brock Porter's first pitch to Eddie Park has been outside to the center fielder. 1-0 is your count. Brock Porter back on the mound. His second inning of action. 1-0 to Park is in there on the inside corner. Count will run to 1-1. Porter again working fastball, changeup, slider. That fastball changeup combo has been his effective pairing in this game so far. 1-1. This one's in a ride for a base hit. Eddie Park is on a base for the first time tonight. He is 1-for-1 with a single. So now one on and a nobody out for Jordan Sprinkle, third baseman. Brock Porter has been sensational for the Down East Wood Ducks. On the mound, 74 strikeouts in 56 innings pitched on the season. In July, it's actually been his worst month. And a 3.79 ERA. This is his first start in the month of August. First pitch from the Ronnie. Sprinkle waves and misses in a breaking ball, 0-1. The only knock on Brock Porter is when he gets runners on base, he can tend to walk, guys. He had 5 walks against Charleston on the 15th of July. In 4 1/3, 0-1. Sprinkle waves and misses again in a breaking ball, 0-2. On Jordan Sprinkle, he'll call time. Sprinkle operating on back-to-back nights. In the last few nights of multi-hit games, pair of singles in each game. First game, he had 2 RBI base hits. Did Sprinkle playing third base tonight. 0-2 count, nobody out. Runner at first is Eddie Park. Porter will check on the runner at first. It's not in time. Count will run to 0-2 on Sprinkle, and it stays there. If Sprinkle can hit Oppo here, this would be very sharp. They're playing up the middle, basically. 0-2 pitch. Sprinkle takes it low and inside and can take from the Rainmaker, 1-2 on our good buddy in Jordan Sprinkle. 1-2 count. Nobody out. Bottom two, ballers trail 2-0. Runner on first is Eddie Park. Sprinkle digs in. Porter's 1-2. This one is lifted high and foul down the first baseline. Heads up over by gate one. 1-2 remains your count. Now to Jordan Sprinkle. Chris Lanzilli awaiting on deck. And the Wood Ducks, second baseman in VROL, kind of playing up the middle. A wide open gap into right field for Sprinkle. Porter sets. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Low and outside. Sprinkle goes chasing. And it's a strikeout in the book for Brock Porter. His first of the night. So one out now. Runner on first. And Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder, steps in. Porter has faced Kannapolis a few times. And he has not fared well. He has actually run into some trouble. And his first start of the season back on April 6th, that was opening night. In 2/3 of an inning, he walked 4 batters. First pitch to Lanzilli, low and outside. Count is 1-0 on Lanzilli. Lanzilli will stand in. 4 walks, 1 strikeout, 1 run on, 1 hit, 2/3 of an inning. Started with a 13.50 ERA did Brock Porter. 1-0 count, one down. Here is the pitch. Low and outside, 2-0 on a Chris Lanzilli. Porter sets with a 2-0 count. Lanzilli stands another check on the runner in park. He dives back in safely, 2-0 on a Lanzilli. Pitched by Porter. This one is lifted high and foul down the first baseline. Hooking. Foul. It'll be 2-1 on Lanzilli. One out in this bottom of the second inning. Brock Porter on the mound. He's trying to get through the inning against these Kannapolis Cannonballers. Again, the knock on him. The control when he's in the stretch doesn't tend to bode well. 2-1 count. Park dancing at first. Another check on the runner. Not in time. And Al Park will have the ability to take off whenever he so feels. 2-1 count, one down. Bottom two, Lanzilli at the plate on a three-game hit streak. Porter's 2-1. This one's lined into right center. That'll drop for a base hit. Eddie Park is going to turn at second and head for third. Throw comes in from right. Sliding in at third is Park. Here goes Lanzilli to second. He's in there safely. And it's a single on the plate for Lanzilli. He's in at second, though, on the throw. So two in scoring position for Kannapolis. And one down and due up for Kannapolis is Ryan Galaney. It will go down as a single. Lanzilli getting to first base, and then the throw from right into third. The throw from right allows Lanzilli to get to second. So Ryan Galaney will step in with 2-1 in scoring position and one out. First baseman Galaney. This is a power matchup. Porter in the mid-90s of the fastball. Galaney, a very high exit velo guy usually. First pitch spun in for a strike, 0-1. On to Ryan Galaney. Doing the research and the looking in on Brock Porter. And a fastball changeup and a slider. The changeup is his best pitch. It's his go-to. 0-1. This one gets by the catcher, Moeller. There's going to be a play. The play ball gets loose. Scoring is Park. Headed to third is Lanzilli. And the Ballers have put a run on the board. A wild pitch from Brock Porter has scored Eddie Park. Almost a play at the plate as Moeller tried to backhand the ball. It'll be a wild pitch off the arm of Porter. So to third goes Lanzilli. 2-1 now your score. A 1-1 count at the plate on Ryan Galaney. And with one swing of the bat, the Maulers can tie this game in this bottom of the second inning. So a wild pitch scores Eddie Park. And Porter has a 1-1 count against Galaney. Here's the pitch. Oh, went outside. He's trying to fastball, trying to stretch the zone though. And is 2-1. Galaney, the first baseman of the plate. Gonicker Bencourt awaiting on deck. Galaney struggling a little bit to start his tenure here with Kannapolis. We'll see what comes here. 2-1. This one is a breaking ball in there. Called a strike 2-2 on Galaney. Bencourt, the DH, awaits. Big spot here for Kannapolis. Infield playing in. 2-2 count with one down. Porter sets. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul tip into the mid of the catcher, Moeller. That'll be another strikeout on the board for Brock Porter. His second of the night. Two outs and new up is Yonaker Bencourt. Brock Porter's changeup has been a dastardly all night for Kannapolis to deal with. He has been sharp on the mound, has the righty. But Porter will not have a ton of success when he is working from the stretch trying to work that fastball unless he catches the batter off guard. Pitch is just a bit outside to Bencourt. 1-0 is your count. At third is Lanzilli after reaching on a base hit. 1-0 pitch from Porter. Swinging a foul tip into the mid of the catcher in Moeller. It is a 1-1 count of the DH Bencourt. Ryan McCarthy, right fielder, awaits on deck. Bottom of the second inning, Ballers trailing now 2-1, but the tying run is at third base, just 90 feet away, 1-1. Bencourt flails and misses on a breaking ball. It'll be 1-2 on Yonaker Bencourt. Brock Porter with that breaking ball. Just not much you can do there. It is one of the better breaking balls in the system. 1-2. Fastball is lifted high and foul. Bettencourt stays alive and gets a piece of it. It's 1-2. Bettencourt, nicknamed Betta, at the plate with a 1-2 count against Porter. Here's the 1-2. Fastball just a bit outside. No, they call strike three. A very late strikeout call. And Brock Porter has three strikeouts now. A very late call, but it is on the outside corner. And it is strike three. Porter now with three strikeouts on the board. So the Ballers get one back, and they still trail 2-1 at Atrium Health Ballpark. The third we go. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. It's 2-1 Wood Ducks on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the third inning through two innings. Peyton Paulette with four strikeouts on the board for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He has been sharp tonight. His first pitch to Gutierrez is a low and outside, a 1-0 count. To start off this top of the third inning, pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dana Lodi bringing you all the action from live here in Kannapolis. Anthony Gutierrez, Glader Figueroa, and Miguel Villarroel do up against Peyton Paulette. 1-0 is in there for a called strike, 1-1 on the center fielder Gutierrez. Peyton Paulette on the mound, third inning of action tonight. Looking sharp so far. He is at 39 pitches. Pitch number 40 of his night is the 1-1. Fouled off straight back. It'll be a 1-2 count on Anthony Gutierrez. Center fielder Gutierrez on the night. 1-for-1 with a single. He also scored one of those two runs for the Wood Ducks in the first inning. 1-2. Grounded sharply, pass sprinkle at third into the left field corner for a base hit and more. Gutierrez is going to use the speed and head for second. Relay throw comes in from left, but it's not in time. It'll be a double off the bat of Anthony Gutierrez to lead it off in this third inning for Down East. So runner on second and nobody out. Two up is Glader Figueroa. So Figueroa digs in. He flew out to left field his last time up here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Wood Ducks battling for the fifth time this week in what's been a very evenly matched series. Down East, though, has gotten the better of the Ballers three times in a row. They have come back. Ballers getting the better of them last night. Check on the runner at first. And ball is in and out of the glove of Gonzalez. Gets a little loose, but not loose enough for Gutierrez to advance. Count is still clean on Glader Figueroa. Ballers and Wood Ducks battling. Top of the third inning, Wood Ducks lead 2-1 over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitched from Paulette is grounded towards third. Sprinkle will back track and uses his arm throw across. The first is in time. And headed to third on the play is Gutierrez. He heads for third. Sprinkle will field, though. It's a 5-3 ground down. One down and due up is Miguel Villarroel, the second baseman. Sprinkle, again, not used to playing that third base spot. He's used to playing short. And he is at third tonight for the first time ever. We'll see if he is able to turn out the rest of the night. He has been sharp in the field when he's in a new spot. First pitch to VOL. Check swinging well, around on it. It is a 0-1 count. Second baseman VOL struck out his last time up against Paul N, one of four in the evening. 0-1. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Calvin Harris. It is a 1-1 count on VOL. Ballers looking for their second win in a row, their third win of the week. Set on the mound is Paulette. 1-1, here's the pitch. Fastball up and away. Count moves to a 2-1. Peyton Paulette, so far so good. Both of his runs allowed have been unearned. Set pitch on the way, and the 2-1 is in there for a called strike. Count will even at 2-2. Paulette from Benton, Arkansas. He underwent Tommy John surgery in January of 2022. And this is his first tenure of time in the pros. 2-2 is outside. Count will run full on VOL. That is of note. Paulette has walked a few batters in his outings, but it's not something he struggled too hard with. At most, he's walked eight in a single month of games. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a grounder up the middle. Paulette tries to make the play by throwing the glove, but not in time. And scoring the play is Gutierrez. A single for VROL. So now 3-1. Wood Ducks take the advantage. It is a base hit for VROL that scores a run. One out and a runner on for JoJo Blackman. So Paulette allows the third run of the night to cross the plate for Down East. Three runs, just one earned on the evening for Paulette. JoJo Blackman, left fielder, digs in. 0-for-1 with a strikeout on the evening. Team leader in strikeouts is Blackman. First pitch up in the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. As Peyton Paulette trying to grind through some more time on the mound. He is at 50 pitches. 0-1, sets the glove at the waist from the stretch, pitch delivered. Fastball right down Broadway to Blackman, it's 0-2. This fastball's got a little life to it, does Peyton Paulette. And he sits 94, 95, his changeup not too slower, 88, 89. And he's got that slider in the lower 80s that just rides, 0-2. Grounded, passed, and through into left for a base hit. Another hit for the Wood Ducks. Blackman will now reach. To second goes Gutierrez. Fourth throw comes in wildly from left. And now the bowlers in more trouble. Two on and one down for Down East. And due up is Ian Moeller, the catcher. So Moeller will step in. 2-1 and one out. Ballers are trailing now 3-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Paulette's pitch delivered to Moeller. Big hack and a miss. It is 0-1 on Peyton Paulette's opponent, Ian Moeller. Arm one out, warming down the line. For Kannapolis, it is Manuel Veloz. Getting loose for the ballers down the line in right. Paulette will set. 0-1 pitch. One is on the outside corner, 0-2 on Ian Moeller. Paulette and Manuel Veloz kind of that 1-2 punch in a piggyback scenario. Paulette and Veloz working hand in hand. Ballers only realistically have a few arms to use tonight. So Paulette and Veloz need to eat some innings. 0-2. Waved that and fouled off. Got a piece of it to end a Moeller. Count stays put at 0-2. Again, head groundskeeper Tim Siegel in full uniform tonight. Bat boying, ball boying. He made a comment the other day. Actually, it was this morning. Feels like forever ago. This morning he made a comment saying, hey, we're undefeated when I ball boy. So he has to do it again. At the moment, doesn't look like the same luck is being used, but with still a lot of baseball left. 0-2, runners are dancing. Throw gets by Camaletti into center on the pickoff attempt. Headed for home on the play is Villarroel. Throw comes in, and another run will score on a E1 on the pickoff throw. Paulette trying to get another run on out on the base paths, but Villarroel will come around and score. Blackman is at second. It is now 4-1 Wood Ducks. Top of the third inning with one down. So an E1 on the throw and a runner on second with one down. As Camaletti at the second base bag had the throw go over him just a little bit too high. Just a wild throw that Paulette could not keep down a little bit. So 4-1 is your score. A E1. O-2 count, one down. Wood Ducks lead 4-1. Here in this third inning, Paulette's pinch is outside. 1-2 your count on Ian Moeller. Moeller is first time up, struck out swinging. Quincy Scott awaiting on deck, who has been the hot plat at the plate. Paulette sends 1-2 count, runner on second. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low and outside. Count evens at 2-2. Paulette at 55 pitches. Allows another run to cross on an error of his own. 2-2 count, one down. Righty sets, here's the pitch. Fastball in there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three, 5 punch outs on the night for Peyton Paulette. He gets Ian Moeller looking at strike three. That is now 2 outs in the frame, and due up is Quincy Scott. So Quincy Scott will stand in. Ballers and Wood Ducks battling yet again. Well, it's been a bit of a wild game so far. First pitch hacked and missed by Scott. It'll be a 0-1 count. Paulette sets, 0-1, 2 outs. Here is the pitch. Fastball inside corner, 0-2, and beautiful pitch placement on the fastball. Quincy Scott, the right fielder. Tommy Speck, DH, awaiting on deck. Wood Ducks lead 4-1, out hitting Kannapolis 6-2. And Kannapolis has 2 errors on the board. 0-2, 2 outs. Paulette sets. Takes a long look at a second. Here's the pitch. This one is lifted in the air, left field. Lanzilli has some trouble, gets into it, and it falls in front of him for a base hit. And another run will cross for down east. Lanzilli lost his footing out in left, and it will be another run to cross. The Wood Ducks now lead 5-1 on an RBI single from Quincy Scott. And it's now 5-1 Wood Ducks. Top of the third inning, 2 outs, and due up is Tommy Specht. Speck, the DH, steps in. 5-1 Wood Ducks are on top. In this top of the third inning, Paulette's pitch is outside. A 1-0 count on Tommy Speck. At the moment, Paulette allowing 2 earned runs, which has been about the average on the year for Peyton, but he's allowed 4 in total. 2 of those earned. Pitch delivered. Fouled off by Speck, 1-1. Now you're counting the Wood Ducks DH. So runner at first is Quincy Scott. He's got now a multi-hit game. Paulette sets with a 1-1 count. Here is the pitch. Fouled off, straight back. Hits the protective netting. Count is 1-2. One-two count, 2 outs. Top of the third inning. Wood Ducks lead 5-1. Here in Kannapolis. 1-2 count, 2 outs. Paulette looking for his 6th strikeout. Here it is. So we're going to foul tip. Got a piece of it. Count stays at 1-2. Anthony Colarco, first baseman awaiting. Top of the third inning. Bullitt looks in for the 1-2 count. Veloz is warming down the line for the Ballers. He'll set, pitch delivered. Swinging a high fly ball down the left field side. Lanzilli trailing towards the line. He will have a room. Yes, he will. In fair ground for the out. That's the third out of this top of the third inning. That'll send us into the bottom half. But the Wood Ducks strike for three more runs in that third inning. And they now lead 5-1 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom three we go. Ballers still looking for some offense. McCarthy, Camilletti, and Gonzalez. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Live from Kannapolis. 5-1 Wood Ducks. Ryan McCarthy, Mario Camilletti, and Jacob Gonzalez do up. Bottom of the third inning, Ballers trailing 5-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks. First pitch is fouled off by McCarthy. 0-1 is your count. Brock Porter back out there for his third inning of action on the mound for the Wood Ducks. There is a lefty getting loose down the line for Down East. Looks like C.J. Widger is getting loose, but Porter is 0-1 to McCarthy, is up and away. A 1-1 count. Porter at 37 pitches is now at 38 with a 1-1 offering on McCarthy. 1-1 pitch delivered. McCarthy gets a piece of it. It's foul off, though. Count will run to 1-2. McCarthy in right field tonight. It's his first at-bat and his first look against Brock Porter. Camilletti awaiting patiently on deck as the Ballers trailing 5-1 out, being out hit 7-2. Pitch delivered. Fouled off again. Count is still 1-2. One two-year count. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning, Wood Ducks lead 5-1. Porter from the wind, 1-2. Low in the dirt, blocked by Moeller. Count will move to 2-2. Ballers with just two hits on the night, one from Eddie Park and one from Chris Lanzilli. They do have one run on the board. It was a wild pitch that scored Park from Brock Porter. 2-2 count, nobody out. From the wind, Porter's pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball, did Brock Porter. It's his fourth of the night. One out and due up is Mario Camilletti. As Brock Porter will get a visit now from the manager, and Carlos Maldonado. It is a new arm warming down the line for the Wood Ducks, and it looks like Brock Porter's night has come to a close. A short night for the Ronnie Porter, but he gets the job done through a 2 1/3 innings. He goes once through the order, and now it'll be the lefty C.J. Widger taking over. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. 5-1 Wood Ducks lead. C.J. Widger takes over for the Capitalist Cannonballers. One out, bottom of the third. First pitch to Mario Camaletti is in there on the inside corner. A called strike 0-1 on Mario Camaletti. C.J. Widger, 6'6", lefty from Pennsville, New Jersey. 6'6", 170, 24 years of age. 0-1 to Camaletti, low and outside. It's a 1-1 count now. And C.J. Widger takes over in relief of Brock Porter. He pitched back a couple of nights ago, did Widger. Two shutout innings, two hits, no walks, and a strikeout. 1-1, the lefty sets. Here's the pitch. Up and inside. Count runs now to 2-1 on Mario Camaletti. Ballers and Wood Ducks battling. Bottom of the third inning. As Widger is the second arm used tonight by the Down East Wood Ducks. Brock Porter is not and comes to a close. 2-1. Up and inside. Camaletti takes. It'll be now a 3-1 count. So a final line for Brock Porter. Again, one of the top 100 prospects in baseball. 2 1/3. He goes through the lineup once. 2 1/3. One run on two hits. No walks and four punchouts. 3-1 is in there for a called strike. Count will run full. Camaletti calls time. Three, two count, one down. Waiting on deck is Jacob Gonzalez, the shortstop. Widger looks in for the signs. 3-2, one down. Pitch on the glove. It'll be a base hit in the infield for Mario Camaletti. A one-out base knock for Kannapolis. His third hit of the night for the Ballers. Camaletti on base for the first time this evening. One on and one out. And Jacob Gonzalez looking to turn against C.J. Widger. Widger on the season has been sharp for Down East. 2-0 with a 1.21 ERA in 2023. That is across multiple levels. With the Wood Ducks, 1-0 with a 1.46 ERA. This is game number 9 for him with the Woodies from McKinston. Pitch is fouled off by Gonzalez, 0-1. As Jacob Gonzalez, a shortstop, bats for the second time tonight. Gonzalez grounded out to the shortstop in Cueva his last time up. Cueva making a few nice plays in the field tonight. 0-1 from Widger. Breaking ball in there, called strike. 0-2 your count. Now on the shortstop, Jacob Gonzalez. Manuel Veloz is getting loose down the line and right for the Ballers. 0-2 count. Nobody is in scoring position. There's one on, one down. Pitch grounded to first. Played by Colarco. It's Camaletti with a decent lead on a huge stolen base threat guy. Widger with a 3-2 count. Sets glove of the waist. 3-2. Oh, and outside for all four. Calvin Harris has reached base for the eighth game in a row. He is on base now with two outs in this bottom of the third inning. So two on and two out, and Eddie Park will get an opportunity to step in. So Brock Porter, interestingly enough, almost a situational and unintentional time here. It goes through the order just once before turning it over to the bullpen. It's almost like the Wood Ducks don't want Kannapolis to get a second look at Brock Porter. First pitch, line foul. It'll be an 0-1 count on Eddie Park. 0-1 count, two outs. Bottom of the third. Wood Ducks lead 5-1. Jordan Sprinkle waiting patiently on deck. 0-1 count, two outs. Widger's 0-1 deliver. This one is on the inside corner, 0-2 on Eddie Park. Sprinkle, the third baseman, awaiting. Widger at 15 pitches. 2-1, 0-2 to Park. Just a bit outside, 1-2. Eddie Park working with an 8-game on-base streak. He has been a machine in finding ways to get on base. 1-2 count with two outs. Bottom of the third, here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, and Park goes chasing. That'll be the third out of this bottom of the third inning. We are one-third of the way done here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Eddie Park strikes out with two on, but the Ballers still trail 5-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. It's 5-1. Wood Ducks lead. Anthony Colarco leads it off for the Down East Wood Ducks. It is the top of the fourth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Manuel Veloz back on the mound for his first inning of work tonight. His first pitch is outside to Colarco. It is a 1-0 count. Top of the fourth, Ballers trail 5-1 in the Down East Wood Ducks. Manuel Veloz takes over on the mound after three sharp innings from Peyton Paulette. His pitch is in there on the 1-0 now, 1-1. On to Colarco. Paulette kind of ran into some trouble. Five runs in three innings, but only two of those are earned. The Ballers have put up two errors on the board. Pitch is hacked and missed on the pitch now, 1-2 on Colarco. Paulette, three innings, five runs, two of those earned on seven hits. No walks, five strikeouts. Good outing as far as free passes go. 1-2 and a right for a base hit. Leadoff single for Colarco. He's on base now. Wood Ducks already with eight hits through three-plus innings. Due up now, top of the order is Donyer Cueva. So Cueva steps in, shortstop. At the plate for the Wood Ducks, he is on base tonight already by a hit-by-pitch, reaching a fielder's choice. Top of the fourth inning. Veloz will set first pitch. Cueva grounds up the middle, played by Camiletti. Flips to second for one on to first, and it's a double play. 4-6-3, a smooth like butter in the infield by the Ballers. Camiletti to Gonzalez to Galaney. 4-6-3, double play. Two outs now, and due up is Anthony Gutierrez. A clean night's work in the infield by the Ballers. Camiletti flips to short. Gonzalez with a laser arm. Now it is two outs. Top four, Anthony Gutierrez, center fielder, will step in. Veloz will set, pitch deliver. This one is inside, and it hits Gutierrez in the arm. As we'll see what comes of it, it looks like Gutierrez is going to get first base awarded. They're going to say, ain't no way it hit him. Pat Leland coming out to have a chat now with Travis Roberson, and I don't think that hit him. Anthony Gutierrez says it hit him in the arm. Pat Leland Not a fan of the call, so we'll see what comes of this. Looks like Gutierrez is going to get first base on the pitch. Inside, and it is a hit-by pitch with two outs. So on the check swing, it did hit him in the arm. Close call, but a runner on first and two outs. Pitch delivered, runner going. Pitch is outside of the plate, throwing to second. Did they get the runner? No. Close over there at second, but just enough speed for Anthony Gutierrez. Now a runner in scoring position for the Wood Ducks with one on and two out. Glader Figueroa. The third baseman is at the plate. 0 for 2, a fly out and a ground out. Top four, Ballers trail 5-1, out being out hit 8-3 by the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-0 from Velos. Inside corner, 1-1 on a Glader Figueroa. 0 for 2, a fly out and a ground out. Figueroa, the number 18 overall prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. Looking to add some offense here for Down East. 1-1 count. Velos sets and he balks immediately. Kinsell, he faked with the hips and it is now an advancement to third he goes. That was a very blatant balk from Velos. He faked like he was going to go with the hips. So to third will go Gutierrez. I don't know what that motion was from Velos, but he kind of flew the hips open and then rocked back. So we'll see what comes now. 1-1 to Glader Figueroa, grounded to second. It'll be played by Camilleni. Covering it first is Galani. First for the out. It is a 4-3 ground out. Three outs are had and no runs score. But Ballers do allow a few base runners on. So that'll send us into the bottom half of the fourth inning. Ballers still trail 5-1. Well, it'll be a new arm of the mound for the Ballers. CJ Widger back, though, for his second inning of work with the Down East Wood Ducks. Quick break we go. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live here in Kannapolis. Jordan Sprinkle leads it off, bottom of the fourth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. It'll be Sprinkle, Lanzilli, and Galani. Bottom four, Ballers trail 5-1 in the Down East Wood Ducks. CJ Widger back on the mound. His first pitch delivered is on the outside corner. It is a 0-1 count on the third baseman and Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle on the night, 0-1. He struck out in his only at-bat against Brock Porter. This is his first time facing Widger. 0-1 delivered. Inside, ducking out of the way is Sprinkle. It is a 1-1 count. Ballers trail 5-1. They're being out hit 8-3 tonight. And the bats just haven't woken up quite yet. Sprinkle will take the 1-1 a bit outside. A check swing. Did he go? No. It is a 2-1 count. Post-game fireworks on tap here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Wood Ducks battling for the fifth time this week. 2-1 pitch delivered from Widger. This one is corkscrew down the line, fair down the first baseline. Scooping is Colarco. Covering at first is Widger for the out. It's a 3-1 put out of Jordan Sprinkle. So now one down in the frame, and Chris Lanzilli, first baseman, digs in. Chris Lanzilli steps in the bottom of the fourth inning, one out. Against C.J. Widger. Lanzilli on a three-game hit streak. Extended it in the second inning with a single on the board. So he's now on a four-game hit streak. First pitch from Widger. He takes inside corner. A 1-0 count is what he wanted, but he gets a 0-1 count. So far, so good for Lanzilli. A 1 count with one down. Lefty sets. Here is the pitch. Hello, and inside for Lanzilli. Count is 1-1. 1-1 count, and one down. Bottom four, Wood Ducks on top 5-1. C.J. Widger at 25 pitches on the night. He has a 1-1 count on Lanzilli. Offering on the way, hacked and missed. 1-2 now on Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder. Lanzilli north of 300 at 309 on the year. Batting 309, he's got six homers. 1-2 pitch. Chopped up the middle. Widger makes the play of the snag, and he'll throw to first for the out. It'll be a 1-3 put out this time. It was a 3-1 of Sprinkle for the first out, and now the second out is a 1-3 of Chris Lanzilli. So Ryan Galaney will step in with nobody on base and two down. Ryan Galaney stands in with nobody on base and two outs. Pitch delivered. This one is sharply grounded to short. Cueva makes the snag. He'll throw across to first for the out. And it's a 6-3 ground out. Another 1-2-3 frame this time for C.J. Widger. And then we are through four innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Wood Ducks lead 5-1. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. It is 5-1. Wood Ducks on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Manuel Veloz back on the mound. His first pitch to Miguel Villarroel has been outside. A 1-0 count on the second baseman at Miguel Villarroel. Blackman and Moeller to follow here in this top of the fifth inning. Ballers looking to get back in the column here as they trail 5-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks. There is an arm warming down the line for the Wood Ducks as a 1-1 count on a Miguel Villarroel. 1-1 for Veloz is in there for a called strike. 1-2. Now on Miguel Villarroel, the second baseman. Villarroel, 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout on the board. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a hard liner to short. Gonzalez there with the play for the out. It'll be a lineout for Miguel Villarroel. That'll be now a total of one down, and due up is JoJo Blackman. So Blackman will step in with one down in the frame. And nobody on base. Blackman has reached base once tonight with a single. He also struck out in the first inning. Pitch delivered low and inside. A 1-0 count on a JoJo Blackman. 1-0 count, one down. Velo's from the line. Here's the pitch. Inside, now 2-0. Velo's allowed a single to lead off his night. And then since then has been pretty quiet on the mound. Just trying to mow through some innings. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch is a ball. Third pitch is in there for a strike. Now 2-1 on Blackman. 2-1 count, one down. Top of the fifth inning, Wood Ducks. On top, 5-1, Blackman flails and misses on the 2-1, now 2-2. Ian Mulder, catcher, awaits on deck, 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Time called by Blackman. He'll buy himself some more time. It is another lefty getting loose down the line for the Wood Ducks. Cole Drake, the lefty, getting warmed up in the left field line for Down East. 2-2 is inside. Count is full on Blackman. Three-two count, one out. Top of the fifth inning. Pleasure to have you join us. Dan Helody bringing you all the action. 3-2 from Villos. Just up and inside from all four. Thought it was a strike instead. It is a ball and a walk issued to JoJo Blackman. He's on base for the second time tonight. A one-out free pass. So now one on and one down for Ian Mulder. So Moeller's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts tonight. As the Kannapolis Cannonballers trailing 5-1 in desperate need of a shift on the mound and then some consistency at the plate. Pitch fouled off down the line. Ends up 0-1 on Mulder. Quincy Scott, right fielder, awaits on deck. Top five. Ballers trail 5-1. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, bottom of the eighth inning, Charleston leads Columbia 8-3. Top of the ninth, Augusta on top 8-3 over the Salem Red Sox. As a Mulder will chop the 0-1 back towards the mound. Velos will have to hurry, and he won't have a throw. It'll be an infield single. To second goes Blackman, and to first goes Mulder on an infield base hit. So one out, and 2-1 now for Quincy Scott. Top six, 6-4, Lynchburg on top of Fredericksburg. Top of the fifth, Fayetteville on top 10-2 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And then one final day already, Carolina winning 6-3 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Quincy Scott will stand in. He has got a multi-hit game, 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. Velo's a look at second. A good lead. Here is the pitch. Weakly tap towards short. Gonzalez will play the second for one on to first. Did they get the double play? Yes, they did. A nice play at first by Galady to make the stretch grab. It's a 6-4-3 double play. And it's Quincy Scott grounding into the third out of the inning. Mulder is out on the 6-4 put out. So two and three outs into this top of the fifth inning. Well, bottom five. Ballers trail 5-1. They need some offense. When we come back, it'll be Betancourt, McCarthy, and Camilletti against the new arm in Cole Drake. Thank you. Yonaker Betancourt will step in. New arm on the mound for the Wood Ducks, and is Cole Drake. His first pitch is in there to Yonaker Betancourt. Called strike 0-1 on a Betancourt. It'll be Betancourt, McCarthy, and Mario Camilleri. Cole Drake's next pitch is well up and outside. Just a bit outside. 1-1 your count on Yonaker Betancourt. Cole Drake, 6'5", 220-pound, 23-year-old, an 11th-round pick in 2022 out of Walters State Community College. 1-1 is a bit inside of it, and court 2-1 on the DH Yonaker. Ryan McCarthy awaits on deck in the hole. Camilleri. Pitch on the way is up and inside. 3-1 now. Cole Drake trying to find the zone. 23 years of age, an 11th round pick in 2022. On the year is 0-2 with a 7.79 ERA with the Wood Ducks. 3-1 is inside for ball four. And Yonaker Betancourt is on base for the first time tonight with a leadoff walk. Ryan McCarthy, right fielder, will step in. Making his sixth appearance on the mound for the Down East Wood Ducks. 0-2, a 7.79 ERA, 17 in the third innings pitched, 18 strikeouts, 9 walks. Opponents are batting .320 against Cole Drake. First pitch to McCarthy, and they're called strike 0-1 on a fastball. In his last outing, Cole Drake, 4 2/3 and a start against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans a week ago. 2 runs on 3 hits, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. 0-1. Outside corner for a called strike, 0-2 on Ryan McCarthy. Mario Camilleri, second baseman, awaits on deck. Bottom 5, 0-2 count. Cole Drake on the mound, 0-2 count. Takes a long look at first. Here's the pitch. Put into play by McCarthy, flown into center field, trailing inside though, and Gutierrez will make the grab for the out. F8 in the book for McCarthy, one down, due up now is the second baseman Mario Camilleri as Ms. Casey Betty makes her first appearance of the night, grabs the bat and does her bat dog duty. Oh, now one down in the inning and Mario Camilleri will dig in. Mario Camilleri with one down and this bottom of the fifth inning and a runner on. Baller is looking for some offense. Drake's first pitch is outside, a 1-0 count. Cole Drake from Orem, Utah. Former home of the Los Angeles Angels minor league team, the Orem Owls. 11th round pick in 2022 by the Rangers. 1-0. Outside to Camilleri, he takes now 2-0. Mario leads with a 52 RBI on the season, most of any active cannonballer. Jacob Gonzalez, shortstop, awaits on deck. As mentioned, bottom five pitch delivered fastball is a bit outside on the 2-0 now, 3-0. Mario Camilleri, the Carolina League leader in walks. So a big spot here. Skanapolis looking to put some offense together. 3-0 count with one down. Here's the pitch. Lower part of the zone for a called strike. Now 3-1 on Mario Camilleri. Jacob Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Yonaker Betancourt at first. Drake's 3-1. Fastball on the outside corner. 3-2. Camilleri takes. Ballers trailing 5-1. Bottom 5. They are being tripled up in their hits, 9-3. Pitch from Drake, swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball right down Broadway. And Camilleri chases for out number 2. It's a strikeout for Mario. He's now 1-for-3. 2 outs and due up is a shortstop in Jacob Gonzalez. So Jacob Gonzalez will stand in with an opportunity to bat. Drake will set. Here is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Now 0-1. Some clouds rolling in, but they're extremely low, and it almost looks like some steam or some smoke. It's getting a little hazy out here. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch is upstairs and inside of Gonzalez. It is now 1-1. Looks like some steam rolling into the ballpark, perhaps. 1-1 count, two outs. Pitch delivered by Drake. Just a bit outside. Now 2-1. Gonzalez takes all the way. Ballers trail 5-1. Again, we are one out away from it being in a quote-unquote official game. And appearing to look at my forecast, there's a little rain on the way. 2-1. It fouled off over my head. Heads up. Count evens at 2-2 on Jacob Gonzalez. Catcher in Calvin Harris awaits on deck. Ballers looking for some offense. Harris would be the guy to provide. He is on deck. Gonzalez certainly is capable as well. 2-2 from Drake. Breaking ball up and inside. Count will run full. Ballers trying to avoid their third loss of the week. They still are down a few games to the Charleston Riverdogs in the race for the South Division. 3-2. This one is lined sharply to second. It hits on the ground. Villarroel makes the play. To first, he goes for the out. And due up now is nobody, as it's three outs in this bottom of the fifth inning. Gonzalez grounds into a 4-3 put out. Three outs now, and it's top of the sixth we go. It'll be Specht, Calarco, and Cueva when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. Tommy Specht digs in. Anthony Calarco down your Cueva to follow. It is the top of the sixth inning. Specht steps in. Veloz's first pitch is a bit inside. A 1-0 count. Now on Tommy Specht, the DH. Top six. Ballers trail in a 5-1 ball game. Pitch on the way from Veloz is a bit low. Now 2-0 on Specht. Veloz out for his third inning of action. 24 pitches at a 24 pitches, 14 strikes. 2-0 pitch delivered. Lined up the middle. That'll get through in a center for a base hit. Gonzalez chasing, but he won't get there. It'll be a single for Tommy Specht. He's on base for the first time tonight. That is now 10 hits on the board for the Wood Ducks. And due up is Anthony Calarco. So Calarco will dig in with a runner on and nobody out. Ballers trail 5-1. The offense for the Down East Wood Ducks has been a little too much. Below's his pitch. Wave and a miss. 0-1 on Calarco. Donyer Cueva, shortstop, awaits on deck. Top of the sixth inning, Ballers trail 5-1. 0-1 from Veloz is up and away, 1-1. Calarco, a multi-hit game. Two singles on the board. Cueva waiting patiently on deck, who's been a pest. 1-1 from Veloz. Grounded up the middle. Playable for Camilleni on a knee. A second for one on to first. A double play in the infield again for the Ballers. A 4-6-3 double play. Calorco grounds into it. So that's two outs now in the frame. A 4-6 put out at second of Tommy Speck for the first out. And then a 4-6-3 ground out for Calorco. So Tanya Cueva steps in with nobody on base and two out. Manuel Veloz has run into a little bit of a lucky streak here. Still searching for his first strikeout of the night. Pitch on the way from the righty is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1 on Tanya Cueva. Cueva, the number 30 overall prospect in the top 30 for the Texas Rangers. He'll swing at the 0-1. This one is lifted in the air. Center field hit well. Eddie Park backtracking. Warning track will make the grab in front of the wall and collide for the out. It is a fly out into center. Eddie Park makes the grab, and that is three outs in this top of the sixth inning. To the bottom half we go. A fly out into center for Cueva is the third out. So the Ballers will send Harris, Park, and Sprinkle when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Now We Live. Calvin Harris, Eddie Park, and Jordan Sprinkle do up here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Back on the mound is Cole Drake. First pitch delivered is just a bit inside. It is a 1-0 count on Calvin Harris. Wind is blasting out to right field. Definitely a heavy gust of wind on the field right now. 1-0 fouled off by Harris. Count will run even to 1-1. Harris, Park, and Sprinkle. Calvin Harris is 0-1 tonight. He did reach on a walk. Bottom six, Ballers are trailing 5-1 in search of avoiding their third loss in the week. 1-1 pitch to Harris. This one is fouled off over my head. 1-2 on Calvin Harris. Eddie Park awaiting on deck. He has a single tonight. Sprinkle 0-2 is in the hole. 1-2 pitch on the way from Cole Drake. Inside, count runs even at 2-2. As the wind is now blowing pretty hard out into right field. Harris can give it a ride. 2-2. Up and in, now 3-2. Count, wind blowing hard to right. 3-2 pitch. Grounded up the middle, through and to center for a base hit. Calvin Harris has a leadoff single. He's on base again tonight. It is now a leadoff single. One on and nobody out. And due up is the center fielder, Eddie Park. So Eddie Park will stand in with a runner on first and a nobody out. Palmer is in desperate need of some offense. Only four hits in the night through five-plus innings against these Wood Ducks. Drake sets. First pitch to Park. Upstairs, a 1-0 count. Park, a single in the second inning. He is the only run scored of the night for Kannapolis, scoring on a wild pitch from Brock Porter. And a strikeout in the third inning. Pitch delivered. Grounded past Harris and loose into right for a base hit. Harris is going to take off and head for third. Fumbling the ball in right is Scott. Throw comes in. Back into first is Park. And at third is Calvin Harris. It is a single for Eddie Park. Moving the runner up to third. And Calvin Harris is now in scoring position 90 feet away. Park is at first. Runners on the corners after two base hits. And nobody out for Jordan Sprinkle. Quincy Scott almost would have had a chance to get Calvin Harris at third, but he fumbled the ball out there in right. And now the Baldurs have runners on the corners, nobody out. Drake's pitch to Sprinkle. Fastball up and away, 1-0. Oh, Drake on the mound has got a lot of enemies. They're all wearing blue for the Baldurs tonight. Blue tops, white pants. Down east countering with the green tops tonight. 1-0 pitch. Fouled off by Sprinkle. It'll be a foul ball on a cannonballer way. Even now at 1-1. One 1-1 count with nobody out. Chris Lanzilia waiting on deck. Drinkle set. Pitch delivered to Sprinkle. Sharply grounded to short. Playable for Cueva. It's a second for one on to first. And it's a double play. But the run does score. Calvin Harris will cross the plate. It is a productive ground out into a double play for Sprinkle. A run does cross the board. It's 5-2 Ballers. Bottom sixth inning with two outs. And due up is Lanzilli. So it is a productive ground out for the Ballers. However, still some work to do. They trail by three. First pitch to Lanzilli. Takes inside and low. It's a 1-0 count. Lanzilli 1-for-2. A single in the second inning. As Lanzilli swings the 1-0. This one is lifted high and foul. 1-1. On the left fielder, Lanzilli. That's going to end up in the seating bowl as a souvenir. One one your count, nobody out. As a lucky fan down there has a baseball, 1-1 is up and away. It is a 2-1 count on Lanzilli. Bottom of the sixth inning. Drake on the mound, 2-1. Lifted eye and foul. Another one coming at 2-2 on a Chris Lanzilli. Two-two count, two outs. Drake's pitch. Grounded towards third. Weakly tapped. Played by the third baseman, Figueroa. Off his shin. And Lanzilli's going to reach with a single in the infield. Going to be a tough call with the official score. Might not be a single. I don't know if it's an error. We'll see when it comes of it. As we'll see what it is. As Lanzilli reaches on the play. Galaney will reach first with two outs. So we'll see what the official scores decision is before making the call as Galaney will step in. First pitch, he lifts an eye and foul. It'll be a 0-1 count. Ground ball kind of hit Figueroa at third base in the shin. 0-1 count with two outs. Bottom six, Wood Ducks lead 5-2. Pitch on the way from Drake. Low and inside, 0-2. 1-1 on Galaney. Ground ball kind of hit them in the shin. It was kind of a weak tapper. Figueroa, they're going to say it is a base hit. So a single for Lanzilli. Pitch delivered, wave and a miss from Galaney. 1-2. So Lanzilli reaches on a base knock. Six hits now on the night for Kannapolis. One and two, your count on the first baseman, Ryan Galaney, who is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a groundout on his night. 1-2 count with two outs. Cole Drake on the mound. He sets third base side of the rubber. 1-2, swing and a miss. Galaney goes after a breaking ball and can't get there. It is strike three and out number three of this bottom of the sixth inning. Time to go to the back third of baseball. Ballers trail by 3-5-2. Wood Ducks on top. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers at Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. It is still 5-2 down east.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Anthony Gutierrez, Glader Figueroa, Miguel Villarroel, two up, top of the seventh inning. Manuel Veloz back on the mound. First pitch, ground to the third. Played by Sprinkle, sets his feet. Across he goes for the out. A 5-3 ground out for Sprinkle. His opponent, I should say, Gutierrez, grounds out. Sprinkle makes the play. One pitch, one out in the seventh inning. Two up now is Glader Figueroa. Figueroa, third baseman, steps in. One down. Here in this top of the seventh inning, Kannapolis. And down east battling 5-2, Wood Ducks on top. Out hitting Kannapolis 10-6. Pitch delivered. This one's grounded to first. A tough hop for Galaney, but he makes the snag for the out. Just like that, two outs now. A 3-U put out, two outs. And now stepping in is Miguel Villarroel. So Villarroel will step in. Two outs in this top of the seventh inning. Veloz on the mound. Two pitches is all that he's needed in the seventh. Here's first pitch to Villarroel. Fouled off. It's a 0-1 count. Wind is absolutely blustering from left to right. Foul pole to foul pole. Should favor the lefty bats. 0-1 from Veloz. Outside. Karras can't get there and is 1-1. One to one, your score, Ballers. Trailing 5-2 to the down east Wood Ducks. Veloz is 1-1. Weakly tapped foul down the third baseline. Villarroel will have a 1-2 count. One two count with two outs. Wind blowing out to right. Veloz in his fourth inning of work. 1-2, two outs. The righty comes set. Here's the pitch. So we're going to hard grounder to short. Gonzalez can't make the play. That'll get through into left for a base hit. It'll be a base knock for Villarroel. One on and two outs. And due up is JoJo Blackman. Pretty hard hit ground ball by Villarroel. Real no chance for Gonzalez to react in time. So it is a one on and two outs. JoJo Blackman will stand in. First pitch on the way from Veloz is outside, a 1-0 count. On the left fielder, JoJo Blackman. On the night, a strikeout, a single, and a walk. Last night, 2-for-4, hit a ninth inning two-run homer that handed the Wood Ducks the lead. And a game that they would eventually be walked off on. 1-0. This one sharply grounded through into right for a base hit. Rounding second and headed for third of the play is Villarroel. Throw comes in from right. Not in time. Runners on the corners now for the Wood Ducks. Back-to-back singles. And down east is at 12 hits on their night. 5-2, they lead over the Ballers. Top seven, two outs. And Ian Moeller will stand in. He is 1-for-2. 1-for-3. Moeller 1-for-3. We'll get another opportunity. This time against Manuel Veloz. In his only at bat against Veloz, 1-for-1 tonight with a single. Righty sets. Here's the pitch. Low one outside. Count is 1-0 on Ian Moeller. Quincy Scott, right fielder, awaiting on deck. Moeller 1-for-3, two strikeouts against Paulette. 1-0 from the righty is sharply grounded to short. Gonzalez lays out for the ball. Can he flip to second in time? No. Play not in time at second. It is an infield single for Ian Moeller. A nice play at short by Gonzalez, but another run will score as Moeller has an RBI base hit. Scoring is VOOL. And a second goes JoJo Blackman. 6-2, Wood Ducks lead. Quincy Scott is going to step in. So on that call, it could be a hit or it could be a fielder's choice. It will be a base hit. First pitch is low at the plate. A 1-0 count on a Quincy Scott. It is a base hit for Moeller. So three base hits in a row for the Down East Wood Ducks. And it's 6-2 now. Down East on top. 2-1 and 2-out. 1-0 count on Scott. With Veloz now allowing his first run on the night. Down East definitely having more of the success at the plate against these Cannonballers. 1-0 from the righty. Low and outside. Count will run to 2-0 on Quincy Scott. Tommy Smecht on deck in case the inning will continue. Two and oh count. Here's the pitch. This one is lined in the center. That's going to drop in front of Park and be a base hit. Runners will keep running. Headed to home is Blackman. He will score. And the Wood Ducks extend their lead. It's now 7-2 on an RBI single from Quincy Scott. He's got a 3-for-4 night at the plate. Does Scott. And it's 7-2. Wood Ducks lead. So Moeller to second. Scott on a single. So four base hits allowed by Veloz in this top of the seventh. Blake Hickman's going to come talk with Manuel Veloz. As it's 2-1 and 2-out, Tommy Specht is due up. So Hickman will come talk with Veloz. He's allowed four singles in this seventh inning alone. The Wood Ducks are at 14 hits on the night, seven runs on 14 hits. As now the rain has approached here in Kannapolis, and it's coming down a little bit. The rain has arrived here in Kannapolis. Looks like it's down on the right field side. Hasn't quite found the third base side yet. So Hickman will depart. And the Ballers will have to deal with Tommy Specht here in this top of the seventh inning. Veloz will set. First and second of the runners. Moeller and Scott, here's the pitch. Inside and low. Specht will take all the way. It is a 1-0 count. And the rain coming down now here in Kannapolis. as the wind and rain have arrived at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 pitch. Check swing. Did Speck go around? Yes, he did. A 1-1 count on the Tommy Speck, the DH. On the night, Speck, a strikeout, a flyout, and a single. Ballers trail 7-2, being out hit 14-6 in what's been a one-sided affair tonight so far. 1-1 is inside and low. 2-1 is Tommy Specht. Trying to get on base for the second time tonight. As for the Down East Wood Ducks at the plate, it has been all Wood Ducks. Only two batters have not reached on a base hit yet tonight. And it's Donyer Cueva, Anthony Gutierrez. Specht will ground this one. His second, Camilletti makes the play to the second base. Back he goes. And there's the completion of the top of the seventh inning. It's a ground out for Tommy Specht. Quincy Scott is the fielded the batter out on the 4U put out by Mario Camilletti. Three outs. Specht grounds into the fielder's choice. To the bottom of the seventh we go. Seventh inning stretch. We'll be right back on a quick break after the ball on the Ballers Baseball Network. It is 7-2. Wood Ducks on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Yonaker Bencourt, Ryan McCarthy, Mario Camilletti do up bottom seven. Cole Drake's first pitch to Bencourt is upstairs and away. It is a 1-0 count on Yonaker Bencourt. Top seven ballers trail 7-2, being out hit 14-6. It's not been their night at the plate tonight against these Wood Ducks. Pitch is outside. A 2-0 count now on a Bencourt. Ballers just need to get some offense rolling, and they trail by five. And the Wood Ducks pitchers have kept them off balance all night. Drake will wind in 2-0 on the way. Fastball up and away. Now 3-0 on Bencourt. Bencourt has once walked tonight in the fifth inning. He struck out looking in the second. 3-0. This one is in there on a called strike. 3-1. Bencourt was watching all the way. But it's a 3-1 count. Nobody out. Pitch from Drake on a 3-1. Popped up high and foul down the right field line. That'll be a souvenir. Heads up. Count is now full on Yonaker Bencourt. Wind is blowing hard out to right. The rain coming down here in Kannapolis, getting a little heavier. 3-2 pitch delivered. Inside, cornering him up, got him looking called. Strike three. It's another strikeout in the book for Cole Drake, his third of the night. Yonaker Bencourt down looking at strike three. Now due up is Ryan McCarthy. So McCarthy will stand in. Pitch delivered, waves and misses. It is now 0-1. And Cole Drake on the mound, the third arm used by the Wood Ducks tonight. 0-1, here's the pitch. Wave and a miss again, now 0-2. Kannapolis trying to get in the win column again this week, but they are not quite there. 7-2, they trail against these Wood Ducks. Now the wind is picking up even more. Drake will wind. Here's the 0-2 to McCarthy. Just a bit inside. Cole Drake thought he had strike three. Instead, it's 1-2. Mario Camiletti waiting on deck. Bottom seven. Ballers trail 7-2. 1-2 is outside. Count is even at 2-2 on McCarthy. Two-two count with one down. Cole Drake sets on the mound. 2-2, here's the pitch. This one is given a ride in the center field. Hit well. Backtracking Gutierrez. He's going to look up just shy of the warning track. Makes the grab for the out. A fly out into center for McCarthy. A well-hit ball, but just not well enough. Two outs, nobody on base for Mario Camiletti. So Mario Camiletti will stand in. With nobody on base and two outs, he is 1-for-3 tonight, a single in the third inning. From the line, first pitch by Drake is in there, called strike. 0-1 on Mario. Camiletti this week batting .333. He has four walks. Pitch delivered. Wave and a miss. 0-2 on Mario. Drake working a good pace. 0-2 count to Camiletti. Here's the pitch. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Camiletti goes down looking at strike three. He can't believe the call. Instead, it is now a 1-2-3 frame on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers opponent in Cole Drake. To the eighth we go. Ballers still trail 7-2. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. 7-2 down east on top. Well, Manuel Veloz back out for his fifth inning of action on the mound for Kannapolis. Due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers opponent in the Down East Wood Ducks. It's Colarco digging in to lead off. First pitch is just a bit outside, a 1-0 count. Colarco, Cueva, and Gutierrez due up. Top of the eighth inning. 1-0 your count. Here's the pitch from Veloz. Wave and a miss. 1-1 on Anthony Colarco. There is a righty getting loose down the line for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is Connor Pellerin. As Veloz is 1-1 delivered low and inside. Now a 2-1 count on Anthony Colarco. 2-for-3 tonight, a multi-hit game. Two singles to start his night, and then he grounded into a double play back in the sixth inning. 2-1, giving a ride in his center field. Park coming in a few steps, and he will not get there in time. A little bloop single into center for Anthony Calarco. He gave it a little bit of a ride, and it was just short of Eddie Park. So a single to start off the eighth inning, one on and nobody out for Donyer Cueva. One on and nobody out. Cueva digs in. He is one of only two Wood Ducks who has not tallied a base hit tonight. First pitch is low and inside. A 1-0 count on a Donyer Cueva. At the plate is Cueva. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch grounded through and around for a base hit. Headed to second is Calarco. He stops at second. And Donyer Cueva has his first hit of the night. Now two on for the Wood Ducks and nobody out. And Anthony Gutierrez will stand in. So Anthony Gutierrez is going to step in. With two on and nobody out, Veloz kind of struggling to start this inning. It's Connor Pellerin again getting loose down the line for the Ballers. Veloz at 53 pitches. So his night is soon coming to a close. Top of the eighth inning, Veloz takes a peek at second. Here's the pitch. Far grounder to short. Gonzalez to second for one on to first. A wild throw. And he is in there safely at first is Gutierrez. A bit of an errant throw from Camilletti. It'll be a fielder's choice. So one out of the frame. Runners on the corners. And a due up is Glader Figueroa. So a fielder's choice. Well, leave the runner at first in Gutierrez. Calarco gets to third. Runners on the corners. One down. And a due up is Figueroa, the other down east Wood Duck who has not tallied a hit yet. First pitch is outside, a 1-0 count on a Glader Figueroa. Ballers being out, hit 16-6. Down east has been absolutely finding ways to get on base tonight. 1-0 is outside, 2-0 your count. They just have out hit the Ballers all night, and it's been a barrage of base hits. Just one double. That is the only extra base hit for Down East. 15 singles and one double. 2-0 pitch. Inside corner for a called strike 2-1 on Glader Figueroa. Now one double. That's it. Everything else has been a single on the board for Down East. 2-1 count. Veloz's pitch. This one's given a ride high and deep right field. Going back is McCarthy. He looks up. That ball is out of here. Three-run shot for Glader Figueroa. It is another homer for the Wood Ducks third baseman. He is batting .216 on the year. He picks up, though, a 3-run blast, and the Wood Ducks have broken this thing open in this eighth inning. It is now 10-2. Wood Ducks lead over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is Figueroa's ninth home run of the season. So now Pat Leland will come out and have a chat. Looks like Manuel Veloz, his night is done. A new arm on the way. Now for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Looks like Connor Pellerin will come in and try to close this one out on the mound. Kannapolis trails by 8. Down East leads 10-2. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers at Baseball Network. Live from Kannapolis, 10-2. Wood Ducks lead. Thank you. Well, Connor Pellerin will take over on the mound for the Cannonballers here in this top of the eighth inning. Wood Ducks have jumped out to a 10-2 lead. This one is fouled off by Miguel Villarroel. It is a 0-1 count now against the Armin Connor Pellerin. Pellerin takes over, 6'4", 210-pound, 23-year-old free agent signing in 2023 out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pellerin's 0-1-2 of Villarroel is upstairs and away, 1-1 is your count. Connor Pellerin, 0-1 on the year, an 8.38 ERA, a 9 2/3 innings pitched, 13 strikeouts for the righty, the former farmhand of the New York Yankees. Pitch delivered, fouled off. It is 1-2 on Villarroel. Connor Pellerin pitched last week against the Charleston Riverdogs 6 days ago. One clean inning of work, nothing else on the book for Connor Pellerin. 1-2 count. With one down in the top of the eighth inning. Pitch to Villarroel. This one's grounded to first. Playable for the first baseman in Galaney. Takes it to the bag himself for the out. It'll be a 3-U ground out. Two outs now, and JoJo Blackman will step in. JoJo Blackman, left fielder, will stand in. Two outs in the top of the eighth inning. Connor Pellerin, as mentioned, 9 2/3 innings pitched entering tonight, 13 strikeouts with 13 walks for the righty. First pitch to Blackman in there, called strike. 0-1 on JoJo Blackman. Pellerin works exclusively from the stretch. He'll set. Here is the 0-1. This one is a bit low and inside. A 1-1 count on Blackman. No runners on. Top of the eighth inning. Ballers trailing 10-2 to the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-1 pitch. Low at the plate now. A 2-1 on Blackman. Wind is howling out to right field. Favorable for the lefty bats here tonight. 2-1 count. Pellerin looking to get out of the eighth inning. Here's a 2-1. Up and inside now. 3-1. JoJo Blackman will take. He has reached base three different times tonight. He's on an 8-game on-base streak now. Pellerin sets 3-1. Tap towards first. It'll land foul, though. Galaney goes after it. Count will run full on JoJo Blackman. Ian Moeller, catcher, waiting on deck. 3-2 count with two outs. Top of the eighth inning. Wood Ducks lead at 10-2. Pellerin looking in for the signs. 3-2 count with two outs. Here's the pitch. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. JoJo Blackman down on strikes. He strikes out for the second time tonight. That is the third out of the top of the eighth inning. So bottom of the eighth we go. Ballers trail though, 10-2. A massive comeback needed. Due up, it's Gonzalez, Harrison Park, the three new draft picks added to the Cannonballers roster last week. Quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Live from Kannapolis, 10-2, Wood Ducks lead. Cole Drake on the mound. First pitch to Jacob Gonzalez is lifted high and foul down the right field line. It'll be a foul ball. 0-1 your count on a Jacob Gonzalez. 0-1 your count. Gonzalez, Harris, and Park. 2-1 bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers are trailing at 10-2 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Cole Drake on the mound. His fourth inning of work. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. 1-1 on a Jacob Gonzalez. Pitch on the way from the lefty. Here it is on the 1-1. It's outside 2-1 on a Jacob Gonzalez. Calvin Harris, Eddie Park awaiting. Here's a 2-1 from Drake. This one is Liv giving a ride into left field. Hit well backtracking. Blackman on the warning track. Makes the grab for the out. Fly out into left for Jacob Gonzalez. He definitely hit that one hard. However, that is the first out. Miss Casey Betty makes her return. Grabs her bat dog duty. For the second time tonight, bottom eight, one out, and due up is Calvin Harris. So Calvin Harris will stand in. One out in this bottom of the eighth inning. Cole Drake, 3 1/3 at 4 strikeouts, has looked sharp for the Wood Ducks. First pitch to Harris is waved down and missed. It is 0-1. Eddie Park awaiting on deck, bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers trailing by 8 runs. They're being out hit by 11 hits. 0-1, here's the wind and the firing and the pitch. It is low and outside, 1-1 on Calvin Harris. 1-for-2, a single in the sixth inning, a ground out in the first. He did walk in the third as well, did Calvin Harris. 1-1 on the way. Inside corner for a called strike, 1-2 on the catcher in a Calvin Harris. Eddie Park, center fielder awaiting on a deck for Kannapolis. 1-2, here the line and the fire, and the pitch is on the outside corner. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Calvin Harris will have a seed for the second out of this eighth inning. Now Eddie Park due up, nobody on base, and two outs. Eddie Park will step in, two outs, bottom of the eighth inning. Drake will work from the line, pitched over to Park. He swings and misses on a breaking ball. 0-1 is your count on the center fielder, Eddie Park. On the night, multi-hit game, 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. Drake's pitch is low and outside. Count is now even at 1-1. Two multi-hit performances for Kannapolis tonight in Eddie Park and Chris Lanzilli. Jordan Sprinkle awaits on deck. He is 0-for-3. Drake's 1-1 is low at the plate. Now 2-1 on Eddie Park. Drake on the mound looking in for the signs. 2-1 pitch. Inside corner. 2-2 on the baller center fielder Eddie Park. Eighth round pick in 2023 out of Stanford. Played at the College World Series this year. And what a fun time that was. 2-2 pitch. This one is grounded up the middle. Going to be a tough play. Cueva, though, will field a lot of ground. And first he goes for the out. It is a 6-3 put out of Eddie Park. Three outs are now had. And stepping in the top of the ninth inning for the Wood Ducks. It'll be Moeller, Scott, and Specht. Ballers trail by 8 runs. To the top of the ninth we go. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the ninth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Connor Pellerin back on the mound. His first pitch is in there on a called strike, 0-1 to Ian Moeller. Quincy Scott and Tommy Speck to follow here in this top of the ninth inning. Pellerin on the mound. He'll come set. And it's technically second inning of work. Here's the pitch. It is upstairs to Ian Moeller. Count is now 1-1. Ballers trailing 10-2, being out hit by the Down East Woodtucks 17-6. 1-1 pitch, inside and low. Moeller takes all the way. It's 2-1. Moeller, the catcher. It is Quincy Scott, the right fielder, awaiting on deck. Pellerin sets 2-1. Outside corner, 2-2. Moeller will call time. The Wood Ducks catcher from Dubuque, Iowa. A fourth round pick in 2021 by the Texas Rangers. Was at one time a top 30 prospect, but has slipped out of the rankings. 2-2. This one is given a ride on a line into left. Foul. 2-2. Your count still on Moeller. 2-2 count with nobody out. Quincy Scott, right fielder, awaits on deck. Pellerin sets. 2-2. The dirt low. Calvin Harris will take all the way. Count is now full. 3-2. Full count, nobody out. Quincy Scott awaiting. Pellerin sets, trying to avoid the walk. Here's the pitch. It is lifted high and foul down the right field side. Going to be a foul ball. Still a full count on Moeller. Pellerin with one strikeout in the eighth inning. And this is the first batter he's faced in the ninth. Veloz went 4 1/3, gave up 5 runs on 10 hits with a walk and no strikeouts. 3-2. Up the middle and into center for a base hit. Connor Pellerin allows a base hit by Moeller. It'll be one on and nobody out, and two up is Quincy Scott. So Pellerin allows a base hit. Third different ball or pitcher to allow a base knock tonight. 18 total hits for the Down East Wood Ducks in what has been a bit of a brutal game. For Kannapolis all around. First pitch by Pellerin to Scott is in the dirt and low, and it's a 1-0 count. Quincy Scott, a 3-for-4-9 at the plate. Extending his on-base streak to a 7. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, now 1-1. Well, if the current results hold, Kannapolis will drop back down to below 500 at 20-21. 1-1 by Pellerin is lifted high and foul down the right field side, headed towards gate 1. 1-2 here count. Nobody out, top of the ninth inning. Quincy Scott, the right fielder, is awaiting on deck. Tommy Speck, the DH, awaiting. Scott at the plate. 1-2, pitch delivered. Line in a right field after it is McCarthy, but that'll drop for a base hit. The second it goes a Moeller, and the wheels keep on turning for the Wood Ducks. Now 19 hits in this ballgame. 10 runs and 19 hits for the Wood Ducks, who have come out firing on all cylinders. Due up now in the top of the ninth with nobody out is Tommy Specht. So Tommy Speck, the DH, will dig in. Anthony Colarco, first baseman awaits. Spect. Is that a bit of a weird dive? Strikeout, a fly out, a single, and a fielder's choice. No consistency at the plate in this one, but we'll get the first pitch. It is in there called strike 0-1 on a Tommy Specht. Pellerin dealing with two runners on. He'll step off on the rubber. And an 0-1 count. 19 hits for the Wood Ducks. And what's been a very successful night at the plate. 0-1 pitch. Inside corner. Called strike 0-2. On Tommy Specht. Every Wood Duck has rattled at least one hit on the night. Quincy Scott, though, has been the most impressive. 4-for-5 with 2 RBI for the Down East Wood Ducks. 0-2 pitch. Foul off. Count is still 0-2 on Tommy Specht. Anthony Colarco waits. 10-2. Ballers trail. We'll get you an out-of-town scoreboard look, of course. Coming up in another batter or so. 0-2, Pellerin's pitch. Just a bit inside at 1-2. Pellerin thought he had a strike 3, instead he's got a 1-2 count. Spec the DH. Has reached base once tonight via a single. 2-1, nobody out. 1-2, Pellerin will step off again on the mound. 1-2, your count. One-two pitch on the way for Pellerin. In there, Ringelup got him looking called. Strike 3 on a breaking ball. Tommy Specht down on strikes for the second time tonight. One down and two on still for the Wood Ducks. It is Anthony Colarco, two up. The Ballers are down by 8. Crowd still holding on, though. Post-game fireworks certainly help. Kannapolis trying to get through and get to the bottom of the ninth. First pitch is inside of Colarco, a 1-0 count. Anthony Colarco, a 3-hit night for him, 3-for-4. He grounded into a double play in the sixth inning. Other than that, a single in every at-bat. 1-0, check swing, did he go? No, says infield umpire Rafael Veneda. It is 2-0. Top 9, Ballers trailing big. Connor Pellerin in trying to get through the top of the ninth. Send Kannapolis to the plate. Pitch on the way. Low, and it is inside, and it hits Colarco, says home plate umpire Travis Roberson. A hit by pitch, so now a base is chock full of woodies with one out, and Donyer Cueva is due up. So now base is loaded and one down for top of the order in Cueva. Now catcher Calvin Harris out to chat with Connor Pellerin. As its base is loaded and one out, Cueva singled his last time up before that. He was hitless on the night. One down, top of the ninth. Another mound visit assigned to Kannapolis. Cueva digs in, base is loaded, one out, 10-2, Ballers trail to the Down East Wood Ducks. Pitch on the way from Pellerin. It is in there for a called strike, 0-1 on a Donyer Cueva. At third is Moeller, second is Scott, first is Anthony Colarco. Pellerin on the mound for the Ballers, pitch delivered. It has just been inside, 1-1 on Donyer Cueva. There is an arm warming down the line and left for the Wood Ducks, presumably to close out the ninth inning. And in for the signs is Pellerin. Take a peek, 1-1 pitch. Check swing, did he go around? Yes, he did, says infield umpire Rafael Veneda. It's 1-2. One-two count with one down. Anthony Gutierrez, center fielder, awaits on deck should the inning continue with Cueva at the plate. 1-2. This one's lifted in the air, shallow left. Backtracking Sprinkle on the edge of the grass. Makes the grab for the out on a pop out. A little P5 off the bat of Donyer Cueva. Two outs now. Gutierrez digs in with bases loaded. Two outs. Gutierrez will stand in, top of the ninth inning, two outs. Ballers and Wood Ducks battling for the fifth time tonight, and Down East presumably is going to finish this one out. Elsewhere in the league, only one other game going on at the moment. Bottom of the eighth inning, Fayetteville on top, 15-3 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Pitch lifted high and foul by Gutierrez, 0-1. 15-3 as they're going to call a balk on Connor Pellerin. He's going to score another run. Pellerin balks, so a clean count on Gutierrez. And Pat Leland is saying, what happened? Scoring is Moeller. To third goes Scott. To second goes Calarco. And another run scores for the Wood Ducks. Pellerin's first pitch to Gutierrez is fouled off, same spot. 0-1 on Anthony Gutierrez. 11-2 now. Ballers are trailing. And what's been a messy night. Down East, 2 in the first, 3 in the third, 2 in the seventh, 3 in the eighth, and now 1 in the ninth. That is spelled trouble for Kannapolis. 0-1, Pellerin's pitch. Waving a foul, it'll be 0-2 on Gutierrez. Figueroa awaits on deck as Gutierrez on the night. A total of 2-for-4. Has scored 3 runs tonight as Gutierrez, number 7 overall prospect in the Rangers organization. 0-2, Pellerin sets, pitch delivered. Waving a miss, got him with a breaking ball outside. Connor Pellerin has a strikeout again. Another punch out for the Rhino. He picks up his third of the night. 3 outs are now had. The Ballers trail by 9. They look to make a comeback for the ages in the bottom of the ninth inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. And we sprinkle Lanzilli and Galani do up when we come back. Well, Jordan Sprinkle on at the plate. Nobody out, bottom nine. Here's the pitch on the way for the new arm of the mound. It is grounded into center for a base hit. Jordan Sprinkle is on base for the first time tonight. He'll extend his streak to now eight games in a row with a base hit. Jordan Sprinkle is on for the first time, and nobody out and one on for the batter in Chris Lanzilli against the new arm in Brian Magdaleno, 6'1". 200-pound lefty from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. International free agent signee in 2019 by the Texas Rangers. Brian Magdaleno makes his second appearance of the week for the Wood Ducks. First pitch to Lanzilli is a bit outside and low. Cattle run to 1-0 on Lanzilli. Ballers trailing in this bottom of the ninth inning, 11-2, being out hit 19-7 as Magdaleno takes over. Looking to seal the deal for the Wood Ducks. 1-0. Lanzilli will take low and inside again. Now 2-0. Magdaleno 0-1 with a 12.46 ERA in five games for the Down East Wood Ducks. 4 1/3 innings pitched, 7 strikeouts and 4 walks. 2-0. Grounded towards the second base, played by Vera Weld. Flips to second for one on to first, and it's a double play. A 4-6-3 double play for Chris Lanzilli. Two outs now. The Wood Ducks one out away from victory, and stepping in will be Ryan Galaney. Ryan Galaney will dig in, bottom nine, two outs. Magdaleno's pitch delivered. It is low and outside, a 1-0 count on a Ryan Galaney. Ballers trailing 11-2. 1-0 count with two outs. Magdaleno's pitch. This one's grounded towards short. This should do it. Cueva will field. On to first he goes. And that will complete tonight's ballgame on this Saturday evening. Final score, the Down East Wood Ducks defeat the Kannapolis Cannonballers 11-2. They outhit them at 19-7. The offense for Down East. The story of tonight's game, firing on all cylinders. It is an 11-2 win for Down East that guarantees at least a series split for the Ballers and the Wood Ducks. Post-game show, we'll have the recap for it all for you here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Final score tonight, Down East wins it 11-2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers drop their third game of the week here to the Down East Wood Ducks. 11-2 is your final. Down East takes over against the Kannapolis Cannonballers with 11 runs on 19 hits. Kannapolis 2 runs on 7 hits. 2 errors, though, does the Cannonballers in with a little bit of struggles in the field for Kannapolis. An 11-2 loss. Wood Ducks get the victory tonight. Kannapolis only gets 7 hits. They get a couple of multi-hit performances, though, from Eddie Park and Chris Lanzilli. No runs driven in. Their only runs in the second inning was a wild pitch from Brock Porter. And then another instance, Jordan Sprinkle with an RBI ground out into a double play. But Calvin Harris scores on the opportunity. So that's the only 2 runs on the board for Kannapolis. On the other side, a barrage of batting from the Wood Ducks as they get 4 runs batted in from Glader Figueroa, 1-for-4 with 4 RBI. 2-for-5 Knights for Villa Roel with a run driven in. 2-for-4-9 for JoJo Blackman. Ian Moeller, 3-for-5 with a run driven in. A big 4-for-5-9 with 2 runs batted in for Quincy Scott. 1-for-5 for Tommy Speck. And 3-for-4 for the former Ole Miss Rebel and Anthony Calarco. So every Wood Duck gets a hit tonight, at least one, and they have a whole bunch of multi-hit games, a 6 total on the evening. Pitching tonight, Kannapolis not too shabby from Peyton Paulette. All things considered, 3 innings of work tonight, 5 runs, but 2 of those were earned. Only 2 earned runs from Paulette. 5 total runs, though. 7 hits, no walks. That's a big outing for Paulette, and 5 strikeouts. The lows, 4 1/3. 10 hits, 5 runs, a walk, and no strikeouts. And then Connor Pellerin, 1 run on 2 hits in an inning and 2/3 with no walks and 3 strikeouts. Brock Porter only goes once through the lineup for Kannapolis. 2 1/3, 2 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. C.J. Widger, an inning and 2/3 of a shutout of baseball with 1 hit, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. 4 innings from Cole Drake, 1 run on 3 hits, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. And then Magdaleno in the 9th inning, 1 inning with 1 hit for the Down East Wood Ducks. Time of the game, 2 hours, 35 minutes, over 3,800 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark tonight for this Saturday night showdown. Post-game fireworks for you on tap, but big day tomorrow on this series finale. Noah Schultz gets the start for Kannapolis, 1-1 with a 1.52 ERA against the righty Brian Chi for the Down East Wood Ducks, 0-1 with a 6.00 ERA. Some news about tomorrow's game. It's Super Splash Day here at the ballpark, so all kinds of water activities due for you, but the big news tomorrow on MILB TV, on Valley Live, and on our 2 audio streams. But the big news, tomorrow's game will be available for free, subscription or not, on MLB.TV. Again, Kannapolis will be featured on MLB.TV tomorrow. And regardless of you if you have a subscription or not, the game will be available for you to watch for free. So be sure to tell your friends, tell your loved ones, tell your relatives, tell everyone that you can watch the Kannapolis Cannonballers for free if you're not able to make it out here to Atrium Health Ballpark for tomorrow's game. 1 o'clock is your first pitch, and Noah Schultz gets the start, one of the top prospects in the Chicago White Sox organization and in all of affiliated baseball. 1 o'clock first pitch. We will see you tomorrow here from Kannapolis. I'm Dan Helody up here saying thank you for tuning in. As always, I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers fall tonight 11-2. They are out hit 19-7 in a barrage of offense for the Wood Ducks. Thanks for tuning in tonight. 1 o'clock tomorrow on MLB TV, MILB.TV, Valley Live, and our 2 free audio streams. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Drive home safe, and have a great one, everyone.